Praise the Lord. Time to look to the Word tonight. Message tonight, titled, Always Rejoicing. Always Rejoicing. I'll probably rapid fire some scriptures and then bring an image tonight from the Word of God, an illustration from the Word of God that I trust we will never forget the rest of our lives. But let's begin with 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 10. The Apostle Paul said, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. He said, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Chapter 8, 1 to 2. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, great trial of affliction, yet abundance of great joy, abundance of joy. How is this possible? This is a miracle life. We live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. There is sorrow in life. There are many sorrowful things. Loss of loved ones, loss of friends, maybe difficult economic situation, tests and trials, maybe sorrow for sin, at our own stumblings and failings at times. Maybe disappointment in ourselves, sorrow over how we've acted or what we've done or what we've allowed to get into our attitude or spirit. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Sorrowful over a broken world. Oppressive governments. How about a world sympathy that in us somehow, blessed are those that mourn, that we carry a burden for a broken world and we carry a burden for the lost. We care about the suffering and the sickness and the turmoil on the planet. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. John 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, Jesus said, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is the joy of the Lord, my joy. This is the joy that comes from Jesus Christ. We don't work it up. We don't try and find it from outside means. This is something that Jesus Christ does on the inside of us. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 17, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Rejoice always. And then Philippians 4, 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. How do we activate that joy? We start rejoicing in the Lord. We begin to rejoice in Him. We say it out loud. Lord, I rejoice in You. I praise You. I bless You. Thank You for everything You've done for me. Thank You for Your mercy, for Your grace, for leading my life. We begin to express to the Lord how much we love Him, how much we appreciate Him, how thankful we are for all He's done for us. And it's amazing how the presence of God begins to rest on our life. And God begins to work in us in ways that we never knew were there. Rejoice always. This is the call of the scripture. Psalm 68, 1 to 4. Let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate Him flee before Him. Before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish and wickedness perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, Jehovah, and rejoice before him. God says, my responsibility is to rise up and scatter the enemies, to drive them away as smoke is driven away, to clear the way before my people. He said, your responsibility as my people is to learn how to rejoice in me, how to sing, how to dance, how to play the music, how to magnify the Lord and exalt him. God says, you look after your responsibility, and I'll look after mine. But sometimes we're trying to drive away the smoke and the smog or the fog in our brain, in our mind, in our attitude, in our emotions. God says, listen, you just start rejoicing in me. You praise me. You sing and shout. You bless me. Lift up your heart with joy, and I will take care of your enemies. I will do a work. If we will take this to heart and continue on in our joy and our gladness and our rejoicing, we will see God begin to work in us and through us in wonderful ways. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Get expressive. Get boisterous. Become vibrant in the presence of the Lord. Begin to dance and sing and shout. You say, well, I've never entered into that liberty. I'm kind of closed up. Well, you know, one of these days you might just say to yourself, I'm done with this lack of liberty and expression in my life, and I'm going to learn how to praise the Lord. I'm going to learn how to shout unto God and sing and clap my hands and lift my hands because I want some breakthrough and I want some presence of God in my life that I don't have right now. So God wants to renew, restore the joy of my salvation. Habakkuk 3:17 to 18. Well, this is a word. The Lord gave the prophet an understanding of what was coming. And Habakkuk said, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God showed the prophet Habakkuk, there's going to be economic downturn on the nation. There's going to be some setback and failure is going to come. I'm sending some judgments on the land. But Habakkuk says, even though all that be true, whatever the future holds, one thing I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be rejoicing in the Lord because God has put his life in my spirit. And I am not dictated and guided by natural things overly. I have the joy of the Lord, and that joy of the Lord will flow out of my heart. Luke 24:51-52. Now it came to pass while Jesus blessed them, Bethany on the hilltop, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And the Bible says they were daily in the temple, praising and magnifying the Lord. That's the spirit. That's the spirit that rested on the early apostles, on the early Christians. That they had joy in their heart. And daily they would gather at the temple in Jerusalem, which was close proximity for them, and they would begin to praise the Lord and rejoice in God. That's the spirit of a New Testament Christian. God says, that's what I want on your life. Let me rest on your life. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. He'll fight your battles. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. He'll clear some smoke and drive some clouds away. You'll feel his presence and you'll sense his life and his great working in you. There was an altar in the tabernacle and temple of the Old Testament. But let's pick it up quick. There's an altar inside of us. And it's called an altar of incense. It's inside of us, each person that belongs to Christ, an altar of incense. And God says, I want you to tend to that altar every day. And if you do, I will fill my life, I will fill your life with my presence and my joy and my glory. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle of Moses and the temple, there was the altar of incense, a literal altar. And the Lord told his priests, every day I want you, morning and evening, because I want it to keep burning continually day and night, I want you to cast incense on the hot coals on this altar. And I want that incense to rise continually. And God gave promise. He said, that is where I will meet with you. That is where I will meet with you. Exodus 30. And you shall put it before the veil, that is that altar of incense that is before the ark of the testimony, where the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Verse 35, you shall make of these an incense, a compound according to the art of the perfumer, salted, that's tempered together, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very fine and put some of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of meeting where I will meet with you. God says, at that altar of incense, that is where I'm going to meet with you. That's where I'm going to meet with you. If you can get incense on the hot coals, that's where my presence is going to be. That's where I will meet with you. That's where I will speak with you. That's where I will change you and minister to your life, right there at that altar. That altar now is on the inside of us. And as we cast the incense on the hot coals of our first love for Christ, fervent devotion, zeal for the Lord, as we cast the incense of praise and worship and rejoicing on that altar, the cloud of God's presence begins to fill us, and the Lord meets with us, and he speaks with us, and he ministers to our life. Psalm 141, 2. Let my prayer be set forth, be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands. Oh, that's the incense too. As the evening sacrifice, let my prayer be set before you, Lord, as incense. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And so as we come and we lift our hands every day to the Lord and we sing and we pray and we shout his praises and we rejoice and say, Lord, I rejoice in you. How wonderful you are. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for bringing me into your salvation. I live in you. God says that beautiful incense goes on the altar in our hearts and God comes by his presence and that's where he meets with us. He meets with us in that atmosphere more than any other. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You know, this is the temple, isn't it? We're the temple. And down inside of us is an altar of incense, the altar of our heart. Hot coals of fervent devotion to the Lord, first love, and we're casting praise and worship and song and rejoicing on our heart. And the incense rises and God speaks. 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God and you are not your own? This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is where the altar of incense is, down inside of your life and mine. And secondly, the church is the temple. The church is the temple. As we gather as God's people, We are the house of God. The church is made up of people. It's not the literal building. We call that the church or the house of God to identify it, but the church is the people. We are the house of God. The church is made up of people, and there is an altar of incense in the house of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16, he says, "Do you not know that you," or ye, "all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" We are the temple, and there is an altar of incense in this house, and we were there this evening, weren't we? An altar of incense in this house, a golden altar where we cast our praise and our worship and our rejoicing and our dancing and our shouting and our declarations and our magnifying of the Lord. We cast that upon the altar, and the cloud of God's glory fills the house of the Lord. God's presence comes down and ministers to us, because God said, "That is where I'm going to meet with you." Right there. That is where I'm going to meet with the church, with my body, at the altar of incense, that golden altar. My, it's a spiritual altar, but you can certainly see the incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. The lifting of my hands. You hear the prayers of God's people, their hands are lifted. That's the incense. The dancing, the shouting, the rejoicing, the praising of the Lord. That's the visible and audible incense that's going on this altar in the temple of the Lord. And the cloud of God's presence fills the house of the Lord. And God says, "That is where I meet with my people." We bring the hot coals of our heart before the Lord. We come in here every time we gather as a congregation. We've got a fervent desire. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." I want to get those hot coals of my fervent heart activated in the house of the Lord. I want zeal for the Lord today. I want to bless the Lord with all my heart today. And I'm going to bring the incense of my worship and praise and rejoicing, and the presence of God comes and ministers in the house of the Lord. That's the way of the Lord. Well, let's have the worship ministry come and close out with two quick points. Number one, begin to rejoice in the Lord. Maybe you've set your joy aside, or you're not rejoicing like you used to. This is a reminder tonight from the Holy Spirit. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. Isaiah 61:10, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God." How do you do that? How do you greatly rejoice in the Lord? You put your heart into it. You put your spirit into it. You put your strength. You put your body into it. And you rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 149:5, "Let the saints be joyful in glory." Hebrew kabod. Let the saints be joyful in the presence of the Lord. Even let them sing aloud on their beds. Number one, begin to rejoice in the Lord. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. And number two, let no man take your joy. There are a lot of thieves out there. Let no man take your joy. John 16:22. Jesus said, "Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." Well, you say, you don't know how my week plays out. Well, you don't know how mine plays out either. Get into a conversation, problem shows up. Get a little ticked off at something. Something upsets you. So you deal with that for a while. You know, you just, it's there. You can't get out of it. You're just waiting to get out of it because you want to get back into your joy. So when things come up, they come up. But as soon as I can, I get back into my joy. The conversation's over. That meeting's over. That situation's over. I'm going back into my joy right now with the Lord because no one can take our joy from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe a few times a day. Wow, my joy just got taken from me. Didn't like what happened. Didn't like what was said. Didn't like what I said. It's enough. I'm getting back into my joy. I'm going to praise the Lord. Have his presence on my life. Psalm 32:11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Let's stand tonight. There is an altar. The Lord says, there I will meet with you. Every day in the house of the Lord, there's an altar. That altar of incense, of praise and rejoicing and worship. And our life is touched again and again and again by the presence of the Lord. We see him work in wondrous ways, and that's the place where his glory rests on our life. Well, amen. God bless you tonight. Close out with worship. If you'd like prayer for any need, any situation, please make your way down to the front, to the altar, and ministry team will be here to bless you and minister over you.